Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Bill Williamson, and this is Silver Black Pride, and this is our weekly podcast. We usually do these things on Monday after the game. Well, it's still Monday after the game, but it's 4 days later. And you know what? It still sucks, right? Still stings. Boy, these 2022 Las Vegas Raiders are making a really a cottage industry of ridiculous defeats. I mean, first Jeff Saturday, now Baker Mayfield. When the Rams claimed Baker Mayfield on Tuesday, it seemed utterly unfathomable that he would be able to play, even be active in this game. I mean, it was a short week. There was no practice time. He flew on Tuesday. He didn't even know any of his teammates. And he gets this done, and they beat the Raiders. And I tell you, you know, what I do during the game is I'm doing a lot of writing. I have a lot of responsibilities, and I have to have a story out as soon as the game is over. And then I have to do a column. And, well, sometimes if things are going on, I can start that column a little earlier. Well, I was really in great shape, and I had most everything written. And I never really felt that game was in danger. Even inexplicably, even during that last drive, that 98-yard drive and 8 plays where the Raiders gave them so many freebies, I didn't really go, oh my God, I might have to change a lot of things here, until maybe after that great catch by the receiver on Nate Hobbs. Maybe then I'm like, I mean, that was the first time all night I thought maybe they're in trouble. And then when they got down to the 23, right before the last play, I kind of knew it. They're done. These guys are losers when it comes down to it. In these type of situations. And it sucks for you, and it just goes right down to it that that three-game deal where they won, those three-game winning streak, was just a mirage. Because they can't get it done consistently. There's been too many losses, too many games like this. And yeah, they got a lot of talent. We'll talk more about that later. And they're in games. There's been 10 games. They've been 13 games, and 10 of them have been one-score games. And that's really the way it is in the NFL. They had one blowout loss, and that was against the Saints. And then they've had two kind of easier wins against the Broncos and the Texans. And because of that, they are, you know, their points allowed and points scored, they're only like 5 points under the point differential. But they can't finish games. And I know I see things, there's going to be changes, and, you know, they're going to get guys that can perform, you know, when it matters the most. Well, who are we talking about? It ain't Crosby. It ain't Adams. It ain't Jacobs. Is it the quarterback? Is it, you know, guys on defense? Because a lot of these guys, you got to remember, the Raiders made changes last year more than anybody did in the league. And still, there's going to be more changes? Well, what they're going to do is they're going to be changing some guys that they brought in handpicked. And see, that's why I'm not big on Ziegler and McDaniels. It could change, but But I am not impressed with what they've done because I think that they're excuse makers, and it still bothers me that they've done the whole it's going to take time gig, you know, when they were 2-7, and I think that's what they're just trying to sell Mark Davis, and he's buying it. I think it's BS, and I think that that winning streak kind of showed it was BS, that the roster is there. I blame the coaching staff. I blame Josh McDaniels. I don't think he's a very good head coach. He makes a lot of mistakes week in, week out, even during the wins. He made a lot of mistakes in the Seattle game, but they bailed him out. And, yes, yeah, some of it's on players and execution, but that is kind of the essence of a coach's job, is to get them to perform and get them to execute when it matters the most. So I'm really pinning this on Josh McDaniels and his staff right now. He's probably going to be back. I don't know if everybody's going to be back. Is there's going to be a scapegoat if they don't make the playoffs. You know, because this was a playoff team. Say what you want about last year's squad. They made the playoffs. And they improved. So you can't go backwards. I said this prior to the season. I'm going to say it again and again and again. This is the first year of a three-year window to win the Super Bowl. And that's still open. And it's still real. So however BS they want to, you know, during the offseason change, it's still, you know, you got the window is closing a little bit because there's only 2 years left on it with the way the current contracts are set up. And they got to get it done. And sorry, I'm getting all kinds of texts, but that's life of reporters to deal with it. They're going to have to figure this out, and they're going to have to just get better. And again, I put it all on McDaniels. And again, there's going to be a scapegoat. And is it going to be Carr? Is it going to be Patrick Graham? Something. Because this is inexcusable. And like I said, this window is there and it's real. And it's not about the future. It's about now. And anything else is disingenuous and not fair to you. And there it goes. I thought going into the year, anything less then a playoff win was a disappointing year. And that's, I stand by that. And if you don't make the playoffs, you're really disappointed. And yeah, they've had injuries, but everybody has freaking injuries. They haven't had it that bad. And they've really think everything's kind of laid out right in front of them. They've had an easy schedule. An easy schedule. And they've had a lot of situations, like the Jeff Saturday and the Baker Mayfield, those are opportunities. And the Rams game was played in front of mostly Raider fans. And, you know, and they've been favored, I think, every, like, only 3 or 4 times this year they haven't been favored. They're favored this week against the Patriots. And the Patriots are playing on Monday night. And the Raiders played on Monday, and they got 4 more days of rest. The frickin' advantages are there. They're just not taking advantage of the advantages. And I blame the coach. And again, I'm not saying he should go because 1 year's not that much time, but he hasn't been impressive. And he does have time to turn it around and be impressive. But, you know, like I said, you had all these advantages, and you have Max Crosby, you have Josh Jacobs, you have Davante Adams, elite players at their positions, all high-profile positions, and they still can't get it done. And it's the coaching. And what's going to... Is Bill Belichick going to just expose the crap out of this guy this week? Maybe. Remember, the Raiders had those 2 scrimmages in the preseason game and they beat the tar out of the Patriots. And some people are saying, oh, this is magical what's going on. And I'm like, eh, it's August. But was this all part of the setup where Belichick was like, okay, we'll see you in the regular season? We'll see. But, I mean, they do have a little bit of a playoff chance. They have to win all 4 games. They did that last year. And they need some help. We'll see. But, you know, what that Ram game showed me is that, are they capable of winning all those games? You know, the late screw-ups are ridiculous. And the rest of the schedule is not that bad. It's the Patriots who are wishy-washy and not going to have much rest. It's the Steelers who aren't good, and Kenny Pickett has a concussion. Is he going to be ready on Christmas Eve? By the way, I looked at the weather, and it's supposed to be snow showers. Again, it's 11 days away, but something to keep an eye, 12 days away, something to keep an eye on. 49ers got quarterback issues. You know, Patrick Mahomes, is he going to be playing that game? They may be resting him. So the opportunity may be there. But can they figure it out? Target Adams more, please. When he's targeted 7 times or less in those 4 games that they lost, those brutal 4 losses, they lost. He wasn't targeted enough. Jacobs, when he doesn't get 100 yards, they lose. Figure it out. Use your best guys. Give yourself your best chance. And Josh McDaniels just doesn't do that, and he makes excuses, and that's why I don't have confidence in him. Again, he can change it. He can be good, but he has to show it. So let's see what happens this week. We'll be back. This is Bill Williamson. I don't like going on, just like telling you what's going on. This is Bill Williamson, and this is Silverback Pride. Be happy. Be safe. Have fun. We'll talk to you next week. Hang in there.